It is the 104.9 MyFM Local Legend program powered by Petawawa Toyota. I'm Emma Butler, and our guest this week is Kyle Tremblay, who is a paraplegic who went to the Paralympic Games. Kyle, let's talk about that.
Well, I had my accident back in 2009, ATV accident that left me paraplegic with some neurological complications like Guillain-Barré syndrome afterwards. Then I started trying to figure out what my life was going to be like in a wheelchair now. And I started out with sports, which was always my default setting because I was a mechanic before and I could no longer do that. So I started playing sledge hockey, which is you're in a sled toboggan, you use picks to propel yourself. And it's a really fun, fast, interesting sport all around. But due to where we live and where the team was in North Bay, it was just a ton of traveling back and forth for practices and then even more for games because there's not many teams in the area at that time. So we were always going to Toronto or further for games. Mm-hmm. It just got to be a bit too much. So once I decided to give that a rest, I really, searched for the next thing I wanted to do, and I just decided, hey, I'll give archery a try. So I bought a compound bow and a target and just started shooting, threw myself right into some competitions and really liked it, and then went into full gear trying to make the Paralympic team.
Awesome. Okay, and we'll jump into the Paralympics then. So how's that journey going?
That was incredible. So right after the World Championships in 2019, I had some illnesses and infections that needed to get dealt with. I'd been sick for a year, and my results were just going downhill. So I decided I'll take a break. I'll let the doctors do what they need to do, which ended up being 6 surgeries. So with that, each surgery and then 3-4 months recovery time, and then, the problem still being there, it took roughly 3 years before I was healthy enough to start competing again. And I just come back at the beginning of 2023, and I started out at a relatively decent score level, and then just trained my butt off all year until the Pan Am Games, which was in Santiago, Chile. And there I won a bronze medal and secured Canada's quota spot for the Paralympics. And then since then, I stepped up my training even more to prepare for the Paralympics. And when we went to Paris, it was an incredible feeling and experience to be there with all the best in the world and competing for your country. I was the only archer from Canada for the Paralympics to qualify. And so I was the only one representing Canada in that sport. So it was a bit of extra pressure. There's, expectation and my own expectation, which is the hardest to deal with. And I ended up doing pretty good. I qualified 4th with a relatively high score and then finished 6th in the elimination rounds.
How has that been?
My local community at Deep River has just been outstanding. Extremely supportive, lots of fundraising, lots of community exposure in the NRT. They even did a really nice sort of tribute with their Deep River Summerfest and the drone show. They put my name up in the lights and had a little archery kind of bow and arrow display, which was absolutely incredible to see. And it was just so humbling and heartwarming to have your hometown so behind you. And they've always been good to me since my accident, having fundraisers, even my old teachers supporting me, and my friends that I grew up with are still really close and support me. So it makes a big difference in not just your overall mental health, but like, because you're suffering from such a life-changing event, to have people stick by you, to have your town still support you and kind of, you know, want you to see you succeed, just helps keep you motivated, because you've got to work that little bit harder all the time, whether you're battling pain, illnesses, or just the overall challenges of being in a wheelchair and not being able to walk. Having that extra bit of support just means a world of a difference. Like,
what does the future look for you?
So for me, I wasn't sure how much longer I was going to keep into archery going into these Paralympics, because I'm 33 now, and I'm kind of looking like, what is my life going to look like if I keep doing archery, or do I need to focus more on getting a career path started and working up the ranks and earning more money that way? Mm-hmm. But with the way that things went in Paris, coming so close to the medal matches, being one arrow away from shooting for a medal, really has me hungry for 2028. So I'm looking forward to another 4 years of training and shooting, traveling with the team. Hopefully we'll be recruiting some more other para athletes to join the team. It would be nice if we could get a female compound in there as well, because one thing that I missed out on in Paris was, because I was the only athlete there, I didn't get to shoot mixed team, which is one male, one female. Both have to shoot the same type of bow. So we needed a female compound for me to be able to compete in that. And that's just another chance at a medal. It's more shooting, and it's a fun event. So it would have been great to have that. And that's what I'm going to be trying to do in the next 4 years, is really show people what archery is all about, inspire some other athletes with disabilities to give it a shot and see what they can do, and get out there and start competing. And really, you don't know until you throw yourself in the competition and feel all the emotions and all the things that come with being in a big competition. So
awesome.
That's my plan.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in and having
thanks for having me.